Are you one of those 11th hour online retail shoppers? Nice to meet you. Me too. Well, this year, there is a perfect e-commerce storm brewing. Last minute shoppers, beware.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York, and there is a storm brewing. Hurricane e-commerce is on its way, and retailers and consumers alike are bracing themselves for trouble. We have an unusual calendar this year to thank. Consumers are getting a later start on their holiday shopping. And with the anticipation of record-breaking online sales, retailers and carriers are setting themselves up for a potential nightmare in terms of late deliveries, shopper discontent, and, of course, higher costs. Let's get the very latest on this story. Joining us now from San Francisco is The Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens. So, Laura, it's an interesting calendar situation we're in. This year, Christmas falls on a Sunday, and Hanukkah starts the day before. And apparently, this sets the scene for the perfect storm in the making for holiday shoppers and retailers. Can you explain why we're set up for some hijinks this year based on this timing?
So this year, as you said, the holidays fall on the weekend. So the last big in-store shopping weekend is going to fall the weekend before that. And that means all those procrastinators who go into the stores that weekend but still forget something are going to probably go online at work, you know, at home, go shopping on their computers and do a lot of online shopping. And actually Friday of this week is the cutoff day for UPS and FedEx ground shipping, and that's kind of the slowest, cheapest method that you can get your package to you by Christmas. So because of that, a lot of people are going to be online shopping next week. There's going to be limited amount of space in the planes for Air Express deliveries to get things to you in time, and that could actually prove a little difficult for some shoppers who are trying to procrastinate, as well as some retailers.
Wow. So you think of e-commerce, you think of Amazon. So using them as an example, how are they taking this issue into consideration for their holiday game plan?
Well, it's interesting. A lot of retailers are out there are actually trying to get procrastinators on board with shopping either in-store or using some of their new services. Mm-hmm. So Amazon specifically is using their Prime Now delivery option, which is 1 or 2 hour delivery. You pay $7.99 if you get it in an hour, and then 2 hours is free for Prime members. And they're trying to get you to shop online until midnight on Christmas Eve, actually.
Wow.
So you can shop online on your Prime Now app and get delivery until that evening. And that's something that they're calling procrastinator's delight, to try to get people to actually take to still keep on online shopping until the very last minute. And Walmart's offering something similar, where until December 23rd, you can place an online order and then pick it up in store on Christmas Eve.
We talked about it on this podcast. I'm just curious. You know, Amazon is obviously starting to build its own delivery network. Is this at the root of it all, issues like this? I'm imagining so.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people think about 2013 as kind of a pivotal year for our e-commerce. Mm. That was a year where both UPS and FedEx struggled because there was a lot of bad weather in the season. And then right at the last second, you know, tons of retailers were offering free next day shipping until midnight on the 23rd of December. And it was just, there was no way to actually get packages to people there. And, you know, a lot of consumers were upset because they got packages late. Some of it was because networks were flooded at UPS and FedEx. Some of it was because of weather. Some of it was because, you know, retailers were really overpromising. And so at that time, that's what our sources have told us triggered Amazon to start looking at building its own delivery network.
I see. So like we said, this logistically spells trouble for carriers like FedEx, UPS as well. They've kind of been under a lot of pressure lately. Is this only adding to that? And do they have some sort of game plan?
Yeah, well, I mean, they, ever since, you know, a few years ago, they've really taken a much more strict standard usually on what they will actually accept from retailers. And mm-hmm. it's something where they plan for months and months and months. You know, UPS usually says that they start planning for this kind of thing in January. So as they're planning for this, they're actually coming up with forecasts, very detailed forecasts for each retailer that they work with, trying to predict exactly how many packages they're going to need to fit onto a plane, what size, where they're going to be going. So that's something that they've definitely focused on. And then, you know, next week, we're actually going to probably see what's happened in past years where, you know, some retailers are going to be holding last-minute sales and asking UPS and FedEx to take on extra volume, and they might not be able to fit it in. So at some point, it's going to kind of boil down to, you know, there's a limited amount of space in these planes that UPS and FedEx have, and, you know, they'll only be able to fit in as many packages as fit and have been forecasted. And so if shoppers go overboard or if retailers overpromise, that's where we could actually see some trouble.
So this influx of online shopping, consumers and retailers will have to pay extra to get packages to get to where they need to be, obviously. How is that going to factor in?
Well, it depends a little bit. So the retailers can decide to either eat the cost of this faster air express shipping that's going to have to take place next week to get a package to you in time, mm-hmm. or they may decide to actually pass along some of those costs to consumers. So if you're online shopping next week, you may see more offers to get your package to you in time by the holiday. However, you may have to pay, you know, $8, $9, $10 or even more than that, depending on how the retailers decide to handle it. And, you know, sometimes retailers decide not to charge you extra just because they know it's worth getting the sale. Mm-hmm. Other times they will ask you to pay a little extra because it is quite expensive, actually, to book that space in the plane and get it to you by air versus shipping it by ground, which is a slower and cheaper method.
Very important to think about there. We're talking last-minute holiday shopping hijinks with The Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is brought to you by OnePlus, maker of the new OnePlus 3T smartphone, the next generation of the year's best-reviewed phone. Featuring industry-leading processor speeds, 16-megapixel front and rear-facing camera, up to 128 gigabytes of storage, and a premium all-metal build. Plus, the OnePlus 3T has Dash Charge, an exclusive technology that sets a new benchmark in charging speeds. A quick half-hour charge will give you a full day's worth of battery life. Make it yours without a carrier contract at OnePlus.net.
Thanks for listening, everyone. So, Laura, generally speaking, I know e-commerce is obviously alive and well. We are in a digital era, after all. But how does this year compare to others in general? Is there any data on that?
Yeah, well, we're definitely seeing a huge rise of record online spending. You know, we saw people shopping on their mobile devices much more, especially over kind of Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Cyber Monday. And, you know, we're projected to see a big increase in online spending this holiday season. UPS, FedEx, and U.S. Postal Service have all predicted more than 10% increases in the packages they expect to be shipping this holiday season as well. So, you know, that puts UPS at about 700 million packages, the Postal Service at about 750 million packages. And, you know, that's a lot of packages to be shipping. So definitely a lot of people ordering online.
So it seems like when all is said and done, if we can weather this storm, it could very well be a pretty good holiday season as far as money being spent.
Right. I mean, definitely retailers in stores, as always, have seen maybe not quite the foot traffic they'd like, but online shopping seems to be on pace with forecasts or maybe even outpacing that. So generally, online spending should be pretty good, and it will just depend on if retailers next week, which is what they tend to do, offer these last-minute deals, trying to snag a few more sales for the quarter, and that's where sometimes people run into problems.
Right. Laura Stevens, thanks as always for joining the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Once again, we've been speaking to the Journal's Laura Stevens. For more on this story, you can check out WSJ.com. That wraps up this edition of The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts, now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app.